Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Patriots Monday. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is Pats and Bills here on Sunday, and we will talk with Mike Vrabel about that coming up in about 5 minutes. We got a couple leads left, including one from Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Now, I was nervous to do this lead, but I've been thinking about it since Saturday, because before people say, you already got the job, or stop sucking up to Greg, this is an important lead in my mind, because
I'm here for it. Cancel Mike Vrabel. We need 15 minutes. We need 15 minutes on this.
We don't need that long, but the Jingle All the Way 5K on Saturday morning, the 12th year, I believe,
yes,
of it going on, over 2,000 runners, which when Greg kept saying that to me, I'm like, yeah, that's great. That's great. When you were actually there and saw what took over the Seaport on Saturday morning, the fact that people are waking up, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was cloudy. People are waking up, getting dressed, and going out for a great cause, and doing that is one thing. But then I had the honor to walk run next to Greg for the 5K, and there was a woman who came up to you, and I'm going to blank on her name, and I'm sorry about that, but she said to Greg, you know, I was here for the first one 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And you said 200 people went to that one.
Yeah, yeah.
To think over 12 years, this little radio show that nobody liked, that everybody said was going to get canceled, and your foundation to add on top of it, the fact that you get over 2,000 people, you have to shut off registration, and everybody is there in a great mood.
Awesome.
There were, from my point of view, and I'm on the younger kids board for the foundation, no issues that faced.
It was
the
great.
Vendors that showed up, the people that were there early morning, people were there at 7 a.m. for registration, and then were able to, not only for you, but for your cause, and showed out. It was truly special. And so I hope that you really took it all in.
And the audience of this show, like, is such a compliment.
Yeah.
Because the people that were there were just shockingly normal,
yep,
well-adjusted, having a good time. And the amount of people that just, like, hung around and enjoyed each other's company, it was a phenomenal, phenomenal morning. I can't even... When we first did the show, Greg, in Bolton with the 5K,
yeah,
and I saw maybe there's 500 people at that one 5 years ago,
yeah,
and I was like, holy cow, people listen to the show?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, to see what it was on Saturday.
It's awesome. And I argue this all the time, but we live in the most generous part of the country. People, like, support this show, support the foundation, support the Jimmy Fund, all that's Toys for Tots on Friday. Everybody was out bringing toys for the Marines on Friday. It's you guys are amazing. We're so lucky to have you.
Also, the athletes, we were like just walking past Del Frisco on the way out towards Harpoon to turn around.
And was Greg hungry along the route?
People were cruising past us, and it was. I think they had like a sub-15 time for the 5K.
I mean, we were walking. We'd only done like a half a mile. And then we saw Breece Hill running in the other direction.
Yes,
who did 23 minutes.
Injured.
But I don't know where you got that from.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
All right, now, hold on. Coach is here in a sport coat.
Wow.
So maybe we ought to... Are you going to be... it's business. Should we just take... Can we take like a quick...
We cannot.
Or do you want to start... Oh, he wants to start right away.
We got 15 minutes.
Oh,
Stacey just gave me the news.
All right, this is serious business here. We got to get this going here. This is business in the front, party in the back. That's what Coach says. Good morning.
Morning.
Mike Vrabel is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By help yourself to my blueberries. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains won't flow. Did you wash your hands after going to the bathroom?
I just took a shower.
Oh, okay, all right, fantastic. The name to know when your drains won't flow by Northeast and Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeast and Savings Bank, upgrade the local member DIF FDIC.
Good
and here
morning.
Here is Coach Vrabel with a victory shot. Here we are. There we go. There we go.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Victory shot.
Congrats. Keep it rolling.
Ah, very good.
Horrific.
Tradition.
And we must sit there for a minute.
Yeah, you gotta let it marinate.
We must stick with that throughout this season.
Blueberry chaser.
Yeah, have a blueberry chaser for that.
No, I'm good. I got my
What'd you end up watching?
Watch the Bills. Yeah. The Bengals. Yeah.
Yeah. Bills, Bengals. So you're in the heart of it here as the season gets to the third or whatever, however you want to describe it.
Third quarter,
I guess we could say third it. You look ahead to this game, and obviously you want to get guys off the bye week and focused on this. How do you do that as a head coach?
Well, I think we're going to meet this morning, and we're going to go over the stuff that we feel like we've done well up until this point. Talk about the things that we can improve, that we have to improve, but not lose sight of the things that we've done well. Try to be positive but truthful, I think, is something that we're going to focus on. And then practice and go against each other and get moving and get back to the fundamentals and get back to the things that we know are important, especially this time of year.
What are some of those things from your perspective that you can improve on this football team?
Well, you try to look at it positionally. And I think that, you know, whether it's the offensive line and being able to get into the line of scrimmage or just focus on pad level, you know, talking about pass rush games and then continuing to do what we've done well, stay inside out. You know, our combinations have improved, wide receivers, talk about just this time of year being strong at the top of the route, being able to play through the contact and the grabby and the contested catches with the weather and all those things. You know, so there's a litany of things at each position that we'll try to go over and review. You know, I think continue to try to stay complimentary and get these guys to keep feeding off each other is something that's important. And then just the little things in each phase is, you know, short yardage, red zone, those are the things that I think we'll continue to focus on, our kickoff return, on special teams.
You're very intentional in what you say everywhere. So it was of interest to me that you used the word champion twice this past week, once with the guys after the game and once talking to the media on Tuesday. And some would say, oh, I'm reluctant to say that. What's the intention there?
Well, that's what we're playing for. We're playing for a championship this week. Each week you have a new opportunity, a new message, and you know, this is a championship week for us, an opportunity to win the AFC East, something that this team hasn't done in 5 years, or the Buffalo has done it 5 years in a row. So, you know, to do that, there's, you know, you have to go out and play a certain way, and you have to do things and continue to improve. And so we didn't start and say, oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl in November or the end of November. It's not that. It's just conversations that I have with the team to try to focus on things that we need to try to do and want to do, and understand that this is a great opportunity for us this week here at home. And, you know, since the last time we've played, they've changed, we've changed. Hopefully it's going to be a fantastic game. You know, that team's not going away. They have a quarterback who is an MVP quarterback that under any circumstances is going to be ready to either win the football game with whatever running or throwing that he has to do, and then whenever they need a play, he seems to make it.
Mike, you guys obviously getting the bye is great for guys to get some time off, but what's the thing that you'll be paying close attention to today, especially at practice when guys get back?
I mean, whether they're, you know, the energy level or, I mean, again, we haven't done anything in a week, so
I'm not going to pay attention to anything too closely. I'm going to make sure that we're, you know, that we're moving the same way that I'm used to us moving in and out of drills and not standing around, and that we're going and moving. That we focus on the details in practice, that we take care of each other, that we stay up, that we practice fast. I've said this numerous times that, you know, good teams know how to practice without pads on, less than full speed or full speed without pads, all these different tempos and things. So, you know, we'll have to continue to work on that.
But your track record coming off of a bye week as a head coach is excellent, 6-0. Do you have a secret sauce that you use for guys coming off a bye to make sure that they're not coming off sluggish?
If I did, I sure as hell wouldn't tell
that
you.
That is true. That is true.
I know, and you might have jinxed it.
No, come on. Greg's the jinx.
Jinx.
But how do you make sure that
it's
these
like
guys...
like the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Which are both real.
Well, the guy that said the media was the one that got your players hurt after that game.
Did you think I was serious? Did you really think I was serious? You guys don't know me that well. My God.
But how do you make sure that they are motivated
motivated. I've been through this. Do we think that professional athletes need to be motivated?
The new athletes, some people wonder.
I think they need to be inspired.
Okay.
And you try to inspire them by giving them confidence and the trust in doing their job when they go out there, that they know what to do. They trust the guy next to them, that they're prepared, and that they feel like this is going to give them a chance to win. The motivation, I used to say that, and then I ran into some guy, somebody talked somewhere, and he talked about they're motivated, whether they're motivated by winning, money, dating the cheerleader in high school, be the starting quarterback. There's some motivating factor. We have to be able to inspire them to do their job better.
Mike, what did that Sunday night game in Buffalo do, if anything, to your expectations of this team? Because I feel like for everybody outside of this building, that was a moment that said, wow, this team is different than the ones we've seen recently.
Well, I think, I don't know if it did anything for our expectations. I think it gave us, you know, some confidence to be able to go and play on that stage and, you know, play on the road and beat an undefeated team at the time, and which we all know is a good football team, which is fundamentally sound football team, one that, you know, you really, every time you beat them, you're going to earn it. You know, they're not going to usually hand it to you. You know, so that's, you know, that's a long time ago, but I don't know if it changed the expectation, you know, in my mind. I think it just gave us some, you know, some confidence moving forward.
Devin McCourty was talking this week about being here for the Monday night game and what an advantage he feels like the crowd is here. And he was saying it's a little bit different now than Dynasty time, because the fans then would kind of expect it. But they're into it. They are an advantage for the team. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. And I've said this, I think that we have to continue to give them things to cheer about and be excited about and be into. And, you know, I think a lot of that is effort plays. I think a lot of that is their physicality. It's the X plays. It's negative plays on defense, or, you know, obviously turnovers or returns, all these things that, you know, it leads to excitement, to their excitement and their enjoyment.
Mike,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how many guys on the team have been around success and winning, but you've been there before as a guy who was able to win your first year and then win a few more championships as a player. What type of advice would you give to some of these guys that might not have experienced the success that you're having now for them to kind of keep their eye on the prize and maybe not get caught up with all the hoopla of what we're saying about the expectation of this team?
Just focus on what we've been doing. You know what I mean? That's what we said. When you take a nap, no naps. You know, you take a nap and you lose, or the quarterback fumbles the ball, or they score on defense, and you know, you just can't take any breaks in this league. It's too competitive. I think we've done a good job of understanding that whatever we did last week isn't going to be, you know, good for this week, and we have to start back over and, you know, continue to build throughout the week and have a plan, and however the game unfolds, you know, being ready to play it in that manner, right? Whether it's we need a situation at the end of the half, we need a situation at the end of the game, or we get out early, and you know, whatever, however the game plays out, it's gonna, you know, we have to be ready for it.
After last week, when we talked to you about Will Campbell, there were a lot of people that took what you said, your response about not rushing him back, and thought that maybe his injury was worse than what we first expected. Is there any way that you can steer people in the right direction on where that injury stands? Is he recovering in the right way? And
I don't know what I said, and I don't know how they took it. I apologize, Courtney.
But it's not way worse than we thought it was going to, not season ending.
I would hope not.
He's recovering well?
So far, so good. I haven't seen him yet today. I mean, guys, I'm pretty entertaining here for you, but I don't talk much about injuries. So
that's fair.
Certainly not going to start here with you guys.
No, we wouldn't want that.
When you,
we would love that, really.
Reverse psychology. I like it.
I don't, help yourself to all of my stuff here if you want.
When you talked about Josh Allen and watching a little bit of that game last night, and when you look at the Buffalo Bills and the football team and a guy like that, what's the key as a defense that you got to make? I guess it's, excuse me, pick your poison. You don't want a guy to use his legs, but then again, you don't want him to have the ability to just have all day in the pocket and pick you apart. Like, what's the
Wiggy has some advice. He's already shared it on the show.
Go ahead. I would love
Coach
to hear
Wiggins. Did you missed when Wiggy was coaching Brockton High School for a season? Yeah.
The boxes.
Yeah. Well, you know, they didn't do it.
He got let go after one year.
I wasn't a union guy. That was it.
Mutually agreed to part ways.
And a freshman quarterback. We were young. Yeah. My second year is when we were going to turn things around, but I wasn't a union guy. They were like, nah, you got to beat it.
His acceptance speech went 3 hours.
Well, the reason why I say that is I'm watching that game last night, Cincinnati, yesterday, and it's 3rd and 15. And I just go from a defensive standpoint, and I'm no defensive coordinator, but I'd rather put pressure on a guy who's that good of a runner and say, you know what, we're going to get the ball out of your hands and let you beat us throwing it versus you running for 18 yards.
I thought
yards.
They pressured him a little bit.
There was a little bit of pressure, Wiggy.
And then he took off. And
all right.
88 and out the gate.
Yeah.
You got to stop the run. You know, I mean, this is a big physical offensive line that does a great job running the ball. Cook has got great vision, got great burst. They have a very good scheme. And then, you know, they mix up personnel, a bunch of different personnel. And then, obviously, the balance of Josh Allen and, you know, 40-yard touchdowns by quarterbacks are tough to defend, and that'll certainly be a huge challenge for us. You know, every critical play, the ball is in his hand.
Right.
I know you said you watched a little bit of football. Did you get to see that Isaiah Likely TD get overturned? Is that weird to you? Like, do you see that play at all?
I did, and I think just on first glance, it looked like the ball was out before the third step.
Wiggy was.
That's
I didn't know the third step. Also, they meant that as well in the field of play versus in the end zone. Because I always thought once you showed possession, you got 2 feet down. I'm like, all right.
And that's when guys get they relax and they take a deep breath and they take a nap. And on that third step is. And you've seen that before. There was a play that Trey McBride had maybe 2 years ago with the Steelers as well, that he caught it and it was like 1-2 and somebody knocked it out of his hand. Or, you know, you see guys finishing. And just like we've shown our DBs that just go and finish in the end zone. And you never know you know, if they've completed the process of the catch or not, and they take a deep breath, and then all of a sudden it's two steps, and then the ball comes out.
I'm getting a signal. We got to let you go.
No.
Okay, yeah, we go ahead. We one more.
Sports. Anybody
well,
want
was
one?
A non-football. I had to know if Ann Michael May, if you've tried any of her Bake Miss.
I had the, there was an apple crisp bar.
Good?
Yeah, delicious.
Okay, because they look good on social media. I wanted to know if they were good in real
she
life.
She brings them in for the O-lineman. So.
Careful with that, because the sport coat won't fit anymore.
But that was a 5K. I heard that the...
Oh, it was... We walked. Courtney and I walked.
Good.
She's pregnant. Congrats. I'm also.
Yeah.
But it was great. We had 2,000 people in the Seaport. It was awesome. It was great.
Did you guys run all over the place?
Yeah, we went ran all the way down past like Saver, OP, all the way down around, back out by the docks and everything. It was awesome.
Raised some good money.
Great money. Yeah. So, all right. Good luck.
Good,
this is a good one.
Thanks.
All right, Braves.
Go get it.
Thank you.
That is Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, and the conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.